and I'm just jumping around with random pitching stuff, too.
Yeah, but I know. I've noticed this.
Have you? Yeah. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, but that's okay. Jump around.
All right. I was just going to say, it's like all the
jump
talk...
Jump up or get down. Tennessee, you're in the 06010 Focus. Tennessee, you're the most popular fantasy podcast show. Focus, with Dave Adams, Shane Aiken, Matthew Berry, talented Mr. Roro, Bob Hader, whenever when the man's leading, ESPN. What are you doing with these guys? No wonder they won two podcast awards all around the world. Let's put it on. Superstars coming back, closers getting the job done, and a brand new drop that is going to rock your socks off, Matthew.
Wow!
Not knock your socks off, rock your socks off.
You know, my socks have been rocked off a lot, so
really?
It's going to take quite a bit.
Really? Well, I guarantee that it's going to happen. That is all coming your way. So much fantasy goodness to get to, Matthew.
Right.
That I'm compelled to just skip our normal, like,
nonsense
opening. What do you think?
Listen,
come on, let's get right to it. You got a flight to catch.
I do have a flight to catch. You know, it's interesting. I'm happy to do that, but this is a first for the in the history of the show.
What's that?
Listen, everyone knows you're a comedy goalie, but it's rare that you've done it before there's actually been any comedy.
No, there will be comedy on the show, I promise.
Then let's get it on.
Don't know that I'm comfortable with that phrase. All right, Matthew.
What, that you're a comedy goalie?
No, with you saying, let's get it on.
Okay.
At least you've got a flight to catch soon. Matthew, according to the New York Times, Jose Reyes, barring unexpected complications is the quote here, will be in the Mets lineup on Saturday at home against the Washington Nationals. That's the first day he's eligible to come off the DL. They backdated the DL move.
Can you really trust the New York Times?
I think you can.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Assuming we're going with this fly-by-night news organization.
All right.
And that they're correct.
Right.
Yeah, put him back in your lineup. Look, we've said this.
Yeah.
If he comes up and...
It's like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. If you wasted the pick on him,
yeah.
You know, if you took the gamble, then
right.
Throw him in there.
Right.
Hope for the best. Especially because the argument against Reyes hasn't been skills. The argument is can he stay healthy and how effective can he be? So, I mean, what you would hate to do is not activate him, have him get four steals in the first week,
and then
you activate him and then he gets injured 3 days into week two.
Exactly.
You know, which could happen.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
There's no analysis here. It's kind of a public service announcement.
Right.
In case you happen to not receive the New York Times.
Right.
And in case no other news organization decides to pick up on this story.
Correct. From what I understand, apparently some golfer is playing some tournament this weekend.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that why you're going to Texas this weekend? For a golf tournament?
A big party.
Oh, okay.
We're all celebrating Tiger's return. It's exciting.
Really?
Oh, sure. Hey, when you say there's no analysis, were you speaking specifically about our Jose Reyes story or just the podcast in general?
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Matthew, yesterday the legend continues as Atlanta Braves rookie Jason Hoard rips a hit down the line for an RBI. You know what that means?
Unleash the Kraken! That's awesome.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, nice job, Pod.
Well done, Pod Vader.
Yeah.
I have to give some props to Casey in Cincinnati who added to the production.
Really? What did he add? There's only two elements. There's the screeching and then the rolling thunder afterwards.
Well, there's actually two screeches in there.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mixed the screeches together to make it sound more Kraken-y.
I want to hear it again.
Okay, here we go.
Unleash the Kraken! I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Anyway,
I'm hoping this catches on.
Apparently, we have an email here. Apparently, they're trying to get the nickname the Haymaker.
Oh, I've seen
this
that.
Is from Kevin.
The Haymaker. And
yeah.
Someone tweeted me the J-Hay Kid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't, yeah.
He's the Kraken. On this podcast,
he's the Kraken.
He's the Kraken.
Unleash the Kraken.
Kraken. That's right. And all season long, he shall be unleashed.
Matthew, 437-year-old Hideki Matsui scheduled to start in the outfield for your Fighting Halos today.
After that, only four more games that I need him to play in the outfield to qualify at that position in Tout Wars.
Well, and nine more in ESPN Standard League, so...
Yeah, I don't think huge fantasy impact. It's nice. It's just nice to have. I will say this. Yeah.
It'll be fairly significant if he gets outfield eligibility, yeah, I'd say.
It's definitely helpful, yeah, especially considering the way he's hitting. Yeah. He started off the season fantastic.
Couple of superstar shortstops, Matthew, from the earlier part of this decade, or I guess last decade, depending on how. What's your stance on the decade thing? Is this the first year of the new one or the last year of the old one?
Oh, wow. I think this is the...
I don't care.
I don't either, but I believe this is...
I don't know, we're going to get angry emails.
Whatever. This is the last year of
people
the...
People get really worked up about that. You know that?
Who cares? I guess it's the first year of the new one. I mean, I'm just thinking, I thought 2000 was the first year.
I don't know. People argue about, like, you start at one, not at zero, but I don't know. Anyway, so some superstar shortstops from, like, 5 years ago. Let's say that.
Okay.
Both had big games yesterday. Edgar Renteria, 5 for 5. Now is a hit in every game.
Right.
You buying it all?
No.
Me neither.
Not to the point that I would drop anyone for him.
There's no power, no speed. Like,
right.
If everything goes right for Edgar Renteria this year, he might be a really poor man's Yunel Escobar. Right?
I think that's right. I think that's actually a great analogy.
You know what I mean? Like, if he plays 162 games,
right,
and, like, you know,
all his base hits kind of fall in and everything like
exactly,
that. And,
yeah.
You know, he catches a couple of catchers snoozing.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Couple of plays that should have been ruled defensive indifference and
right,
weren't. Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right. What about Rafael Furqaad with 2 steals yesterday? 12 all
that.
Of last year.
I saw that. That was more interesting to me.
Okay.
I think the Dodgers are going to run.
Yeah.
They're going to run. You know, Torrey's, you know, usually had a bit of a green light over his career. I think the Dodgers are going to run. That's one that I'm keeping my eye on.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be... If we wound up at the end of the year and Rafael Furqaad had 30, 35 saves, I wouldn't be shocked.
Saves, really?
Steals. No, or saves. He's
right,
a very talented guy.
Right.
And, you know, Broxton blows out his arm. No, steals, obviously. I misspoke. If he had 30, 35 steals, would you be shocked? Wow.
Yeah, I would be shocked.
Really?
Shocked, yes. Absolutely.
I wouldn't be shocked.
His last full...
I'm not saying I expected, but I wouldn't be shocked.
25 maybe wouldn't shock me. 35 would be, I think that would be...
30, I would say. 35, but 30, 35, whatever. I wouldn't be shocked.
All right. Well, he's owned in every league now, so definitely there were people out there that were willing to take a shot on and see what happens. Matthew, John Lackey, your boy, 6 scoreless innings in his first start for the Red Sox.
How many times did I say you gotta get all in? Buy on Lackey. How many times did I say big sleeper alert?
I think what you actually said is get him for the first start of the year against the Yankees and then sell.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's weird because great start for Lackey.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it was as great as you might think as it looks like, right? 3 strikeouts in 6 innings, 2 walks.
Yeah.
Not a great strikeout to walk rate. Not as many Ks as you would want.
Yeah.
No, listen, he pitched well. There's no question about it.
You don't evaluate strikeout to walk rate in a game. You just don't do that.
I understand that, Nate. But I spent all preseason dogging this guy, and he goes in and throws 6 shutout. I've got to come up with something.
Okay.
For the love of God, help a brother out.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. It's a nice.
Listen.
There's nothing else to say. I just point it out.
Right. My argument on Lackey was that, you know, we'll see.
It still is.
We'll see what happens at the end of the year. John Lester, Josh Beckett, and CeCe Sabathia all had very poor starts in this series, and I would take all three of them ahead of Lackey today.
Of course you would.
Right.
You're overreacting to the fact that I'm just pointing out. I'm not pointing it out at your expense. I think it bears mentioning.
Yes, it does bear mentioning.
All right.
By the way, speaking of, I mean, like, Lackey, I'm not surprised, had a good start.
Okay.
But, you know, there were a couple guys that did have good starts that I'm shocked at.
Okay.
I was curious if you remember. Carl Pavano.
Not at all shocked.
Really?
Not at all shocked.
I was. Because my fighting halos can, you know, they're the Kraken of the AL West.
I mean, you know, he was, oh no.
He's a bad pitcher. He wasn't even good that last year. He was better.
Last year he was a lot better than his final numbers looked. Like, all the underlying things said that he was much better than his ERA. So, this didn't surprise me at all. You know, the Angels have an okay lineup, but it's not great.
Right.
You know, would I think he's gonna have 6 strikeouts and no walks most of the time? Of course not, but.
Right.
No, this didn't shock me at all.
It shocked me a little bit. I'm not buying Carl Pavano. I know some people like him as a sleeper this year. I'm not one of them.
I mean, he's owned in 2% of ESPN.com leagues. Which I think is about right. Like, I like him in AL only play, maybe the occasional spot start in mixed leagues, but you know, his next start's at home against the Red Sox. That's not a spot start situation.
Correct.
So AL only play, I like him just fine.
Another
You're
guy
not going to bid on him in your AL only league this weekend?
I think he's owned. Okay. No. The one that's coming up this weekend. I thought you meant in Tout Wars. No, I won't be bidding on Carl Pavano.
What part of your AL only league this weekend made you think of Tout Wars?
Well, when you said bid on, not auction. I don't know. I just, whatever. That's immediately where I went to.
Okay.
For whatever reason. He's owned you, in that. And you, no, I'm doing an AL and NL only draft back to back.
Right. Would you bid $5 on Carl Pavano?
I will not.
Okay.
In that particular league.
Yeah.
I'm loaded.
Okay.
I've got a great starting pitching staff that,
Fair enough. A pitcher you did like coming in the year, Fausto Carmona.
Yes.
Had sort of the opposite situation, right? Like the final numbers, six innings.
Three earned runs
don't look too bad, but six walks.
Yeah, but you know what? Which isn't great, but I still believe in Fausto Carmona. I actually watched some of that game.
Okay.
A couple of things. First off, six walks, no question, in six innings, not great, but only gave up one hit. So yeah. Seven base runners in six innings isn't terrible.
Right.
Right? Three earned runs, not great, obviously, but I will tell you, like, it was freezing cold there. Like, I watched some of the game, and, like, people are, you know, you can see their breath and everything like that. I still believe in Fausto Carmona. You know, the thing with Carmona is always the control.
Game and time temperature 43 degrees. By the way, you can get that information in the ESPN.com box score.
Look at you being a company man.
And overcast with a 15-mile-an-hour wind.
Dude, it was ugly.
And Bill Hahn behind home plate. You know how he likes to squeeze? I have no idea what Bill Hahn likes.
Anyway, so I'm still sticking by Fausto Carmona.
Fair enough.
Me and Buster's boy, Fausto Carmona.
Fair enough. A combo meal last night for my boy Orlando Cabrera, who's owned in 21% of ESPN.com leagues.
Very underrated.
Going head to head with Asdrubal Cabrera, who did not have a combo meal.
He did not. You know who had a combo meal that was shocking to me?
What's that?
And, you know, I liked him a lot in the preseason as a sleeper who was in my love list. Rajay Davis now has two steals on the season and a home run from Rajay.
Oh,
come on. That's craziness.
Okay.
It's Kraken-esque.
You're going to get the occasional home run.
I like it. Anyway, I'm a big I'm a Rajay Davis guy. You know what's interesting?
Okay.
All the talk coming into, and I'm just jumping around with random pitching stuff too.
Yeah,
but
I know. I've noticed this.
Have you?
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, but that's okay. Jump around.
All right. I was just gonna say is like all the talk
of jump up or get down.
All the talk in the preseason, Nate, was about the Orioles and their young pitching staff.
Yeah.
But they got two good pitching performances from neither young guy yet, but from Kevin Millwood the other day and Jeremy Guthrie yesterday.
Yeah.
Not a great pitching performance, but a better than
not
you expected.
Bad.
Not bad. And, you know, both of these guys are people that have shown success previously.
Yep.
Neither guy was liked at all coming into this year.
And by the way, Millwood's actually in a better situation this year. I hear all this like, well, he's in the AL East. He's not in Texas.
Right.
I don't care if he's in, like, I don't care if the only teams in his division are the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Phillies and the Braves. Like, he's still not in Texas. It's still better.
Yes. This is true. I mean, Camden Yards is not a pitcher's park, obviously.
It's not Texas.
He's not in Texas. You buying this? The
Millwood. You know, no. I mean, you know, in deep AL only, yeah, sure.
Right.
For a couple of bucks if they go underpriced. Because I don't think they're going to be disasters. Particularly Millwood. I don't think he's going to go out there throw out like a 5 ERA.
Right.
I think he's going to have 130, 135 strikeouts with 10-11 wins.
Yeah.
And at like a 4.4 ERA, something like that.
I think that's right. I'm not buying it, but I thought it was interesting, and I think you're right. I think so many people were, you know, it's one of those guys that, like, the hate was so strong.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, he's not that bad.
Right.
Like, look, I don't think he's going to win you a title, but do I think he could be useful,
yeah,
like, in a deep AL only? Yes, I do.
Interestingly enough, Guthrie, so he started yesterday against Tampa Bay. His next start also against Tampa Bay, this one at home. So again, not the type of place I'd want to spot start. I mean, he's against Matt Garza again, a team that just saw him.
Garza was dealing.
Not a place I'd want to start him. Matthew, a blown save last night for Leo Nunez of the Marlins. And
a lot of blown saves last night.
And an interesting case because I think Nunez was a guy that people did not have a lot of faith in coming into the year.
Right.
But nobody knew who else to have faith in on that team.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because whatever, you know, Dan Meyer struggled in the second half last year and
they got rid of Lindstrom and
nobody thinks anything of, you know, what, Rendell Pinto.
Right.
Brian Sanchez, whatever. So meanwhile, Tim Wood, gets the save in the, I guess it was the 10th inning.
Right.
After Nunez, blew the save earlier. So anyway, I don't know that it means anything. I don't know that you can say, well, Tim Wood is the guy that they had lined up. I didn't know anything about Tim Wood, to be honest. Last year, Matthew at AAA, New Orleans in the Pacific Coast League, 37 strikeouts, 17 walks and 39 and 2/3 innings. Only 4 career saves in the minors. So he's not exactly a guy that they'd been
grooming,
developing for this.
Right.
So, all by way of saying, still don't trust Leo Nunez, but not so sure Tim Wood's necessarily the guy.
Right. Yeah, there were actually a lot of blown saves last night. And by the way, in a non-save situation, going back to that Cleveland game, I thought Bobby Jenks looked terrible. Gave up a run.
Two guys that did get saves, Matthew, in fairly clean fashion, Jason Fraser and Chris Perez.
Yes.
More important in the short term for Fraser, I think, because
yes,
back-to-back blown saves really could have been the end of them.
Would have been poor. And, certainly Jonathan Papelbon in that same situation blows a save. He needs to nail down his next one, I think,
to
have job security. Yes.
Yeah. Rich Harden, 3 2/3, 8 strikeouts you like, but 90 pitches.
Well, you know what happened in that specific game was it was a weird thing. He loaded the bases. I mean, the thing about it, he only pitched like 3 2/3 innings, and
yeah,
he walked a
that.
Lot of guys.
Yeah.
Right. So
5 walks and 3 2/3 innings.
Right, which is not good. He loaded the bases.
Right.
And walked 2 guys home. And that's when they yanked him. Like, I think had he gotten out of the inning, they would have kept him in there. I think that was the problem. Like, they just didn't want
to. They wouldn't have kept him in there for long. He'd throw 90 pitches.
Right, they might
have
given him.
So maybe
one more inning.
Maybe he finishes the fifth,
yeah. Wasn't a great start
for
Harden.
Big deal. I mean, you know.
Wasn't a great start for Harden unless you play in a K per nine league.
In that case, it was good. Felix Pie out with a rotator cuff strain yesterday. He did pinch run in the game, but is not expected to play today, Matthew. So there you go.
The only other things I really had
okay.
were, I mean, we've talked about the, we talked about Garrett Jones the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both buying, at least the power.
Right.
What about Vernon Wells?
I'll tell you what, I
hate Vernon Wells, you know this.
And we both get a lot of yah-yahs, let's say, out of teasing, fantasy editor Pierre Biquet.
Right.
Huge Blue Jays fan.
Huge Blue Jays fan.
About Vernon Wells and Vernon Wells contract and, truly been one of the, not just the contract, like one of the worst everyday players in baseball.
Right.
Last year anyway, with his .311 on base percentage. I don't know. I've got him in a league in that NFBC league, 15 teams. So I've got him as my fifth outfielder in that league or our fifth outfielder in that league. I mean, maybe. Listen, stranger things happen. He's 31 years old.
Maybe he decided to try this here or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with Wells. He's not a guy that strikes me as like doesn't care. I've never gotten that sense from him.
I would sell high. If someone buys this resurgence, and he's still a fairly big name, and he's been red hot.
Yeah.
If I could trade him for something right now to somebody that's panicking, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Listen, I certainly think it's more likely that this is just,
a hot start.
A nice hot start than a sign that he's going to go back to, 2006 levels and hit 30 home runs this year or even 28 home runs this year. I don't think that's too likely. But
right. But
stranger things have happened. I don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility.
One other guy that I wanted to mention that we forgot to mention yesterday, Ian Stewart had hit 2 home runs the other day. Didn't do anything yesterday.
Okay. I don't know that we forgot to mention him, but okay.
I had wanted to mention him. I forgot to mention him.
Okay.
I wanted to bring him up because that's another guy that I liked in the preseason. I know I'm not alone. I believe Brendan Roberts really liked him as a sleeper as well.
Right.
The question with him wasn't the power. Obviously, he had a huge power year last year.
Right.
The question was the average. And I don't think he's going to hit for great average, but I think he could do 250, 260 this year.
You think he can be Dan Uggla as
yes.
opposed to last year when he really couldn't be?
Right. Yeah,
I think that's
what I think he can be, and I think he's unknown in a lot of leagues. I think the fact that he's going to qualify at second and third this year, I don't know. I like Ian Stewart a lot, and I think he needs to be owned in a lot more leagues.
Yeah, and by the way, just looking at that team, and they've done a lot of things with the lineup so far, and it's been, I know it's been frustrating for Dexter Fowler owners and probably
right.
some of the other outfielders. Melvin Morris started the last 2 games now. Started at third, I believe, 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
And second yesterday.
Love Melvin Mora.
No, but... No, I guess I'm wrong. I guess yesterday was his first start, so I apologize. But if you're still having an NL-only draft this weekend, you can get him for a buck or two. A guy that's going to play all over the place, and if basically any one of about 4 guys gets hurt, could be
right.
an everyday guy. Anyway, that's it. Just for a buck.
Right.
Just for a buck. I do love Melvin Moore. He was good to me back in the day.
Yes. Dame out. Dame out. What? Dame out.
Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
Well, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again.
Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
I find a little weird I have to ask twice.
Brr.
Matthew Ronan from Ireland, our old friend.
Wow.
Says, first it was the Griffin, then the Kraken. What is this, Mythical Monsters Week on Fantasy Focus?
Might be.
Might be the whole season. Who do you prefer in today's Reds-Cards matchup, Bronson Arroyo or Brad Penny? Well, I'll tell you this, Ronan.
Brad Penny.
We don't know, but you can go to Daily Notes on ESPN.com and get this sort of question answered each and every day. And today, Brad Penny comes in at number 8 in the starting pitcher rankings, and Mr. Bronson Arroyo, number 14.
I agree with those rankings. I will tell you two other things.
Okay.
First off, coming out later today on ESPN.com, I got a column, my first baseball, regular season baseball column of the year.
Right.
I'm doing 10 lists of 10. And one of my 10 lists is top 10 guys that are owned in over 90% of leagues that I would bail on at the first sign of trouble.
Okay.
And one of them, Bronson Arroyo, who's owned in like 99%
of
leagues. 91%. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I don't understand the hatred.
On Bronson
not just
Arroyo?
From you, but from everybody else, yeah.
I think it's the bad whip, bad ballpark, and
he didn't have a bad whip last year.
He's
a 1.27.
He's had bad whips previously in the past.
He has at times. I don't know. I don't
trust Bronson Arroyo.
That's fair. That I buy. I don't know. There's a lot of hate out there for him this year, and I'm not sure I get that. He's won 15 games, 2 straight years.
Right.
Good ERA and whip last year.
What was his ERA last year?
3.84.
Oh, that's shocking. I would have thought it was
1.27.
Over 4. I thought it was just over 4.
Yeah, he's a 4.24, 1.33 career guy.
Right.
And if those were the numbers he put up this year, I think that's probably about right.
I think the thing with him is that it's just, he's inconsistent. And he, especially in a 10-team mixed league, the chance for him to do damage is much greater than the chance for him to really help.
I would agree with that. I think if you own him, you got to put him in there, close your eyes, and at the end of the season, he's going to have like a 4.2 ERA and a 1.3 whip and 140
right.
strikeouts and 15 wins, and you'll be fine with it. But if you're watching the whole time, it's going to be a problem because there's going to be some, and if you're trying to spot start him, it's really going to be a problem.
Right. Well, that's why. So that was one thing, why I said
okay, fair enough.
That. And secondly, flipping to the channels last night, caught a little ESPN news.
Really?
And, you know, basically from midnight until noon the next day, we do a little fantasy minute every
yep.
day.
Yep.
Which is, usually start, you know, some starting pitching suggestions. Last
right,
night,
yeah.
Eric Carabel did it, and one of his starting pitching suggestions was Brad Penny.
Yep.
And one of the reasons he gave for Brad Penny is that, over his career, against the Reds lineup.
Yeah. Against the actual players that are currently on the Reds.
Correct.
Right.
He has pitched very well.
Okay.
That, yep. something like a 2.21 batting average against something like that. So,
there you go.
Definitely with Penny.
Jeremy from the City of Angels, the subject line says baseball and closes a $10 bill. And then he writes, apparently you can't email cash. A little bait and switch there from Jeremy.
Very
from the City
upsetting.
Of Angels.
It worked for Pod Vader though. $10 is $10.
He says, I have to decide today, so I'm begging you. 12 team mixed head to head league. Walks and losses are the 6th categories. One catcher, 3 outfielders, 1 utility, everything else is normal. Somebody wants Victor Martinez from him. He's offering Billy Butler and Carlos Ruiz. He also has Kurt Suzuki at catcher.
No.
You would not give up Victor Martinez for Billy Butler and Carlos Ruiz.
He's not improving at catcher. I'd rather have Kurt Suzuki.
Well, he's not trying to improve at catcher.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is Ruiz is not a factor.
Yeah.
Ruiz is not a factor in this because he's got Kurt Suzuki. I'm saying that if Victor Martinez wasn't on his team.
Yeah.
Unless he's playing Martinez at first, I guess, with the Butler thing, but
it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, so basically he's putting in if suddenly Victor Martinez went down, he's putting Suzuki into his catcher lineup. So now it becomes
Which
Victor
is
Martinez.
Fine.
Well, right, but I'm just saying is like I like Suzuki more than Carlos Ruiz. So now it's basically Victor Martinez for Billy Butler. No, I wouldn't do that deal.
Yeah, I'm not doing that deal. By the way, he says I feel I should not do the trade. What does TMR say? Oh, and by TMR I mean the talented Mr. Ravitz. Barry owes me $18.75 I paid when I took my nephew to see Dundee in L.A. Seriously, whatever, just tell him to email to me. So you can email me.
I will email me 1875.
Ryan says, hey, you fantasy...
Listen, that was quality family entertainment.
He says, hey, you fantasy pink fairy armadillos. I think the animals and now the fake animals are getting a little out of hand.
I like it. Keep them coming.
It is funny. Pink fairy armadillos.
Sure.
Is that more an insult to us or armadillos?
Oh, definitely us.
Really?
Sure.
So I think it's a bigger insult to armadillos.
To be called
that there's a pink fairy variety of them that is best epitomized by you and I.
Yeah, I don't think that's insulting. I think that's, you know, accurate.
Who wins?
And based in science.
Who wins this trade? 10-team with basic categories. A-Rod and Jason Hayward on one side, Albert Pujols and Jacoby Ellsbury on the other. Come on.
Pujols and Jacoby Ellsbury.
And it's not that close. With all due respect to our beloved Kraken.
Right.
It is not that close.
Unleash the Kraken!
Jay thinks that's really going to bother people. What do you think? And he's excited. By the way, he's excited about the fact that it's really going to bother people.
Not the way the weasel sound effect did.
I don't think it's going to bother people. There you go. All right. Nate in Phoenix, Arizona.
I enjoy Unleash the Kraken.
Nate in Phoenix, Arizona. Dear Fantasy Savants and Nate, go artichokes.
Yeah!
Scottsdale Community College artichokes.
Get me a sweatshirt of that!
I left my draft really weak in the middle infield. I'm starting Alcides Escobar and Everth Cabrera. I'm trying to get Gordon Beckham to replace one of those guys. Would Torrey Hunter or B.J. Upton be too high of a price to pay?
Hunter would not be.
I agree.
B.J. Upton would be. I'll tell you, though, you know what? I don't know that I would do Everth Cabrera or Alcides Escobar plus Torrey Hunter for Gordon Beckham. I like Beckham more than either of those guys, obviously, but I don't know that I like them more than Torrey Hunter. Depends, I guess, on who he would replace Hunter with.
Right. But I mean, in a vacuum, I agree. He's weak in the middle infield. You got two unproven speed only guys.
Yes. So. He is. But I mean, would you say, right, it's hard to say, but would you say,
in a vacuum, I'm absolutely dealing Torrey Hunter for Gordon Beckham if I need help in the middle infield. Absolutely.
I don't disagree with that. It depends on, again, who else he would. Do you agree with my assessment, because I believe this, that the difference between Escobar or Cabrera and Gordon Beckham is not Torrey Hunter?
Yeah, but that's not the point.
I understand, but you can't do a trade in a vacuum. It's all,
right?
It's value, everything's tied to everything else.
But I don't think it's ever going to be that.
Right.
I mean, what shortstop would you have to get for the difference to be Torrey Hunter? You'd have to get, like, Hanley Ramirez.
No, you're going the other way. You're going the other way. The difference between
instead of Gordon Beckham, you'd have to get like an elite middle infielder. You have to get Utley or Hanley Ramirez to make up the difference between Alcides Escobar and Torrey Hunter. Torrey Hunter was 80 in our average draft position. Alcides Escobar was 175.
So what you're
saying is for that much improvement at middle infield, you need 80 spots of improvement.
No. I'm trying to think of, and I'm blanking on middle infielders right now, but like, Dan Uggla. I like Beckham more than Dan Uggla, right? Okay.
Okay.
But like, if you traded Torrey Hunter and Alcides Escobar for Uggla and Beckham, I'm fine with that, or something like that. Or if you traded, if you got Uggla back, you know, so that's what I'm saying.
I have no idea what you're saying. I'm going to move on. We answered the trade question, which was really the goal.
It's very, very clear what I'm saying. Everyone else gets it.
Aaron from Minneapolis says that Braves have two aging corner infielders. One is Chipper Jones, who won last night's game with a home run. The other is Troy Glass, who had one of the worst stat lines it's even possible. 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts, 4 men left on base. All 3 of the Cubs' runs were unearned because of a fielding error by Glass. That has to be a candidate for the goatliest performance of the year.
Fantasy goat.
Surprise for which is a pair of animal leggings worn by, I guess it's the Pagan Gang from the Dan Aykroyd movie version of Dragnet.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reference.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Dragnet?
A long, long time ago.
Yeah, I remember the Pagan people, sure.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
The bad guy was, and I'm going to ruin it here for you. Turns out the bad guy was like some sort of Hugh Hefner type.
Really?
Who owned like a smut magazine.
Trevor from Redondo Beach says, "Dear Weasel Your Way Out of the Foot Race, Matthew and Senor Negativo."
Yeah, that's
you did not weasel your way out of the foot race.
No.
He did not. The reason the foot race has not happened is not because of Matthew's weaseliness. It just hasn't happened.
Right.
It's more because of both of our laziness.
That is factually correct. And I want to be very clear about this. Mitch in Pittsburgh, we wanted to do it at a pierogi race at a Pirates game until someone became a pierogi giver.
The old bait and switch. The old pierogi and switch.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
Wanted to know if you could play the name game with these starting pitchers.
Come on, get into it.
I'm a huge Jose Reyes fan. It's Eric Bedard or Aaron Harang. The Omaha Beef.
The Double Orlandos.
If you're arrogant like me.
What's wrong with pretty young women? Is that it?
That's the one that just sort of ends.
Oh, right.
Gavin Floyd, he says strikeouts per nine and wins and losses are more important than ERA and WHIP here. Okay?
Okay.
Gavin Floyd or Hiroki Kuroda?
Gavin Floyd.
Yeah, especially with that caveat, right?
Right.
Because ERA and WHIP might be better for Kuroda.
Correct.
Gavin Floyd or Kevin Slowey?
Floyd. I'm not a Slowey believer this year.
Yeah.
Like the way that other people are.
I'm probably still saying Slowey, but.
And I'm a Floyd guy. I think Floyd is going to be the best pitcher on the White Sox this year.
Okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
That you would pick him over Kevin
yes.
Slowey. Okay, there you go. You've got a flight to catch, Matthew.
I really do. And by catch, I mean board. I don't want anyone thinking I'm going to be on the runway.
Right.
Trying to catch it into my arms.
There you go. On tomorrow's show, we're going to be joined by Tristan Cockcroft, who this year is writing not only the Fantasy Forecaster, but also each of the three weekly rankings pieces we do. 60 feet, 6 inches for starting pitchers, relief efforts for relievers, and hit parade for hitters. He's writing all three of them this year, Matthew.
Good goodness.
Oh, yeah.
We're working him to death.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
He's a machine.
He's the fantasy plow horse is what he is.
He really is.
So Tristan will be on tomorrow's show, so you can email your questions in for him to fantasyfocus@espnradio.com. And for that...
Or you can tweet him. He's on Twitter as @SultanOfStat.
Oh, really? Okay, there you go. There you go.
I saw him last night. He was answering a bunch of reader...
You going to be tweeting about your auction this weekend?
I don't know if people will care.
They don't care about anything else you tweet.
That's not true. I don't think I'll be tweeting that much about it.
All right.
Maybe a little bit.
Fair enough. Matthew's back on Monday. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Peace out.
The theme song for the Fantasy Focus was created and performed by Eric Hutchinson. Check out more of his music at erichutchinson.com. Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Focus. For more baseball talk, be sure to check out Baseball Tonight, Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.